It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting this morning from Des Moines, Iowa, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the 2018 Farm Progress Show. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Oh, yes, I know, it's only the 6th of June. But before you know it, it'll be the 28th of August. The crops will be maturing, and at the Farm Progress Show site at Boone, Iowa, the corn will have already matured. That's if the weather is normal, because they put in a 78 to 80 day maturity corn variety there, just so it could be combined that last week of August for the big Farm Progress Show. The combine should be moving through the field for those demonstrations. They'll have tillage demonstrations, stover baling demonstrations, too. That's just a part of the excitement that'll be going on at the Farm Progress Show. I'm telling you this already, because invariably each year someone says, "Oh, Max, I missed it. It got past me. I forgot about it." Well, get those dates on your calendar, on your smartphone, or the calendar on the wall. August 28th, 29th, and 30th at Boone, Iowa. You can keep apprised of what's going on at the show site at farmprogressshow.com. The list is out for the worst cities in which to live in America, and 24/7 Wall Street has 50 cities on that list. Four of the top five are right here in the heartland of America. Detroit, Michigan tops the list, followed by Flint at number two. St. Louis came in third, while Las Vegas and Memphis rounded out that list in the top five for the worst cities in which to live. From This Week in Agribusiness, for those parts of the heartland that stayed dry through that subtropical storm moisture that came through last week, the forecast for the next round of heat is a little bit disconcerting. This has been a record-breaking spring for dryness in places like central Indiana. In fact, the 60-day period, April 5th through yesterday, was the driest in central Indiana since they started keeping records. And here come temperatures expected to be in the mid to upper 90s. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, today is opening day for the World Pork Expo. It's being held at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. I'm attending the show today. It continues right on through Friday. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, Minnesota Congressman Colin Peterson says he certainly will run for his 15th term in Congress. The Democrat says he wants to see a new farm bill passed, and he thinks it's very likely that won't happen until after the current one expires, that the farm bill will need to be extended. Oh, speaking of Minnesota, did you hear that story about the 43-pound muskie that was pulled from a lake this past weekend? 23-year-old Connor Lingwall from the Twin Cities area brought in that 5.5-foot-long catch. Connor's dad said the battle to land that muskie lasted nearly a half hour. He said Connor's arms were burning and sore from the fight to bring in that big fish. But he said his boy certainly was excited and very happy. By the way, in case you're wondering, this was not a record for a Minnesota muskie. That was 2 years ago when a nearly 57-inch muskie was brought in. 57 inches. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.